Looking at large high-grade drivers as part of a bigger picture in a larger context, can you do that for me?
I was just reflecting actually on the way that the focus on the project has changed somewhat, because in the beginning the impact was on the local communities and the project was all about rejoining those local communities, particularly Colcliffe Stanwell Park and Clifton and Scarborough. So it was a very localised focus. And then when we came up with this solution that was such a wonderful structure, and people like the local council, Tourism Wollongong, other organisations started to really take notice of that and see that this was in fact a completely new gateway to the Illawarra. And Tourism Wollongong in fact have been promoting this tourist drive now in Japan and Taiwan. And to some extent I'm a little hesitant about the impact that this is going to have on the local communities, because although there are some who really want the tourism dollar, there are other people who are seeing that their lifestyle will be changed forever by this new road.
Ros Mustin expresses this thought.
Do you think that some people are going to feel a bit sense of nostalgia about the old road being gone and so on? That's part of the history.
I became concerned about a sense of loss and grieving for the old road early on in the project. And it was a day that we took the Community Consultative Committee onto the site prior to the work starting. It was their last chance to have a look at the old road. And they walked in a gregarious, jolly group down the hill toward the cliffs. And I was walking along behind them and listening to them point out to each other features of the cliff, features of the road. They were using their own stories to explain to each other how they felt about the road. And my heart sank into my boots as I walked down behind them, because I thought, we thought we were dealing with conflict over road closure, but coming out the other end of this project, we've had people cut off for 2.5 years for something that they feel is part of their own identity, and it'll be gone. And they'll suddenly realise they'll never, ever have it again. And I started to become very worried that down the track we would have a different sort of conflict emerging out of grief, which would be very, very difficult to manage. And that's really when I started to think about oral histories. I thought that the oral history might give us a mechanism to create a memorial for the old road, something, a keepsake, something that people could put away and bring out when they wanted to, or show their children or their grandchildren when they wanted to tell their stories about what used to be there but isn't there anymore. I'd been involved with oral histories before, and I thought maybe that's the way.